You'll hear a history student called Kylie giving a presentation to her class about an archaeological site in Egypt called Beni Hassan. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 2.
I'm going to tell you about an archaeological site called Beni Hassan. It's located on the east bank of the Nile in central Egypt, and it dates back to the 11th and 12th dynasties of Egypt's Middle Kingdom. That's 2050 to 1650 BCE. The site and its decorated tombs not only tell us about the artists who worked on the tombs, but also reflect the lives of the people buried there. The tombs that interest me most are those of government officials. Their servants wouldn't have had such elaborate tombs. In the paintings on the walls, there's a wonderful variety of fauna and flora, and you can even see some plants and animals that you don't often find in Egyptian art. Many of the tombs at Beni Hassan include full panel representations of animals and show a keen observation of their behaviour, usually while they are out in the wild, typically in habitats such as marshes or deserts. The paint that was used to decorate tombs has been analysed and found to be made from ground minerals. It was sometimes applied straight onto the walls of the tombs, and at other times onto a sort of base made of plaster. Although I've said that the scenes painted were very varied, you do find the same or very similar scenes repeated in several tombs. This could well suggest that certain images were considered an essential part of any memorial. Some other paintings depict important annual events, such as the grain harvest and its shipment to other parts of the kingdom. I know the ancient Egyptians also grew vegetables, but I couldn't see any in the photos of the paintings I saw. Other paintings show people wrestling. These are quite detailed, showing all kinds of different grips and holds. At first, it was thought these scenes were there to demonstrate the strength of sportsmen, but now it's believed that they are intended to illustrate soldiers during their training. And as it was important to show admiration of the power of the kingdom in those times, I tend to agree with this latest interpretation. Interestingly, I discovered that birds in flight, which appear in many of the paintings, are symbols of invasion. So when there's a bird being caught by a hunter, it represents victory over an enemy. Hunters are also shown using animals as a sort of tool to catch other animals. For instance, crocodiles catching birds. Cats also appear in many paintings because local people worshipped a cat goddess called Paket, meaning the scratcher. As in many other tombs in Egypt, there are images of creatures that are half one animal and half another. In one of the tombs at Beni Hassan, there's one creature with the head of a falcon and the body of a dog. These mixed creatures express the complexity of how the afterlife was conceived and formed part of religious worship.
Now you will hear part 2 again.
I'm going to tell you about an archaeological site called Beni Hassan. It's located on the east bank of the Nile in central Egypt, and it dates back to the 11th and 12th dynasties of Egypt's Middle Kingdom. That's 2050 to 1650 BCE. The site and its decorated tombs not only tell us about the artists who worked on the tombs, but also reflect the lives of the people buried there. The tombs that interest me most are those of government officials. Their servants wouldn't have had such elaborate tombs. In the paintings on the walls, there's a wonderful variety of fauna and flora, and you can even see some plants and animals that you don't often find in Egyptian art. Many of the tombs at Beni Hassan include full panel representations of animals and show a keen observation of their behaviour, usually while they are out in the wild, typically in habitats such as marshes or deserts. The paint that was used to decorate tombs has been analysed and found to be made from ground minerals. It was sometimes applied straight onto the walls of the tombs, and at other times onto a sort of base made of plaster. Although I've said that the scenes painted were very varied, you do find the same or very similar scenes repeated in several tombs. This could well suggest that certain images were considered an essential part of any memorial. Some other paintings depict important annual events, such as the grain harvest and its shipment to other parts of the kingdom. I know the ancient Egyptians also grew vegetables, but I couldn't see any in the photos of the paintings I saw. Other paintings show people wrestling. These are quite detailed, showing all kinds of different grips and holds. At first, it was thought these scenes were there to demonstrate the strength of sportsmen, but now it's believed that they are intended to illustrate soldiers during their training. And as it was important to show admiration of the power of the kingdom in those times, I tend to agree with this latest interpretation. Interestingly, I discovered that birds in flight, which appear in many of the paintings, are symbols of invasion. So when there's a bird being caught by a hunter, it represents victory over an enemy. Hunters are also shown using animals as a sort of tool to catch other animals. For instance, crocodiles catching birds. Cats also appear in many paintings because local people worshipped a cat goddess called Paket, meaning the scratcher. As in many other tombs in Egypt, there are images of creatures that are half one animal and half another. In one of the tombs at Beni Hassan, there's one creature with the head of a falcon and the body of a dog. These mixed creatures express the complexity of how the afterlife was conceived and formed part of religious worship.
That's the end of part 2.